Thank you for calling Dial a Prayer, a ministry of Zion Lutheran Church in Petoskey, Michigan. As the church calendar moves from Easter towards Ascension Day and then to Pentecost, we begin to start hearing readings about the early church, and this Sunday is no exception. From Acts chapter 17, we hear about Paul and one of his missionary journeys as he takes a trip to Greece, and specifically he's in Athens. And he's talking to these Athenians about what they believe. He observed a lot of different idols to false gods littered around the streets of the city and temples here and there to every god under the sun, as the Greeks kind of joined together any option for religion. It says in verse 21, all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing about something new. This sounds familiar to me. Turn on the television and everybody wants to hear the latest gossip or the latest news, and those two things are sort of become confused. What is news? What is newsworthy? It's really just what's new to us. And so Paul, to this group of people in Athens, he says, you know, you've even got an idol here to a god who is unknown, who you might not even be able to describe. So let me tell you about him, the true God, the one who made all of these things, the one who works in our hearts, the one who really isn't all that far away. And let me tell you how close by he's come recently with Jesus. When Jesus came as the Christ, as the Messiah, dying on the cross to pay the price for our sins and rising again, let me tell you how close God is to you. And he still is close. Even though it's been 2,000 years since Jesus walked the streets with his own two feet, we know that he is nearby. We have his Spirit among us. Let's say a prayer of thanks. Heavenly Father, in this world of confusion, this world of many distractions and new things, please remain our constant. Keep your presence known among us. Help us to show you our love for you, our appreciation, and help us to show others your love for them as well. Be with us, dear God. Walk alongside people, whether they seek the newest gossip or the news of the world, or whether they just need your peace. Send your Spirit and remind us of salvation found only in Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.